All right, guys, we just avoided a coffee disaster. So with that said, Jeffrey, what's going on in your sales world?
Jen, are you kidding me? We did this live virtual seminar. It was incredible. It was about a no bullshit belief system. I talked for the very first time about the configuration of attitude and belief.
Yep.
And how that creates self-confidence. And for those of you diehards who did not pay attention, we'll probably put a link in the show notes to tell you how to get down to the virtual seminar series if you want to buy it.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Jeffrey, you are so freaking humble, and maybe that's one of the things I like about you, but since I'm the wifey, I get to brag. And you were fucking phenomenal, okay? You brought more than your A game. And
thank you.
The feedback that we've gotten from this masterclass that you've delivered is really amazing. I mean, someone wrote in that it was the best training they've ever taken on sales. Like, the feedback coming in is just amazing. And you've done two masterclasses so far in the past couple of weeks. One was on your $1 million sales formula and yep. How to create sales starting at a dollar to thousands of dollars to millions of dollars.
Correct.
And then the no bullshit belief system. And you have the what's the next one? It's on referrals, right?
Yep.
It's the magnetic referral method?
Yeah, it's basically, and I'm not going to let any cats out of the bag, but I'm sick of people telling me when to ask for a referral. There is no when. There is no ask. But you can get all you want if you tune in.
Okay, diehard, if you want to join us on this amazing journey, go to cgittimer.com and get your ticket. This is all going to be, all of the replays are available. So if you've missed the two first masterclasses, you can still access them. You can access the workbooks, you can access the recordings and all that. And all of this is going to be turned into your masterclass, mm-hmm. your signature course.
And for those of you who register, you get access to it forever. There's mm-hmm. no, well, this expires in 13 days. None of that bullshit. Mm-hmm. We don't manipulate in that way. We tell you, here it is. Here's how much it is. Here's what you get. And you can download it, watch it, deal with it forever.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday on Sell or Die.
Friday.
Saturday.
Motivation.
It's Monday for you. It's yeah. Friday now when we're recording this because today is, well, let's first introduce ourselves because yeah. we may have some new listeners who've never heard our show.
Agreed. Or people that are just signing in right now that want to hear our names again.
Who are you?
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. I wrote Sales Manifesto. I am the king of sales. And my wife.
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in the New York Minute. What's up, everybody? We're glad you pushed play today. We're glad you're here. Today is the Jewish holiday, Rosh Hashanah.
And we are in synagogue right now.
That's right. We will be. And it's a very nice holiday. Mm-hmm. You get to eat apples dipped in honey to signify that you want to have a sweet new year.
Yep.
So whether or not you are observing the holiday, I want to wish you a happy new year.
Even though it's only October.
September. Is it October? Oh, it's September 30th. Well, I don't know what day it will be on Monday. I think it's yeah. still September.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah. But listen, guys, whatever you're, doing today, why don't you think about it? Why don't you think about it as today is Monday. Today is a new beginning. Today yeah. is a new start. Today is a day to literally start fresh for the week and go kick some sales butt. I think yep. there's like 90 days left or so until the end of the year, just yeah. about. And
but keep in mind, the week of Thanksgiving, dead. The last 2 weeks of the year, dead. So you really have about 60 to 75 days left in the year to be able to, quote, make your number.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
A couple of weeks ago in our 2020 Sales Vision group, it's 2020salesvision.com if you want to get on that wait list, we actually suggested to our members that they begin to start now.
To wind it up, not
right,
wind it down.
Exactly. To double down their efforts. And so they've had a head start to you if you're just hearing this right now.
Right.
But that's okay. Now is a great time. Anytime is really a great time to double down your efforts, because those last couple of weeks of the year, yeah, you can still make sales. And I'm not going with those limiting beliefs of like, no one buys this time of year. People do buy. We've made some of our biggest sales at that time of year.
But here's companies have budgets left over. Mm-hmm. Things happen at the end of the year that only happen at the end of the year if you have relationships.
Yeah, and you don't want to, but here's the thing, you don't want to wait any more time. Like, you want to be pushing this stuff forward right now, because how cool would it be to make your quota in October?
How cool would it be to make your quota? Period. But you can't focus on that. You focus on being the best, and the quota happens automatically. If you focus on the quota, then you never get to be best because you're focused too hard on trying to make a sale. My opinion.
I like it. So what are we talking about today?
Well, several years ago, I wrote a column on the 29.5 biggest mistakes that salespeople make. It was actually four columns because I only had a 750-word limit.
Oh.
And I kept running out of space. But it turns out I reread this column, which basically is almost 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the same damn mistakes. There is not one mistake other than I have a shitty online reputation. You know, the things that just weren't there then. They're exactly the same mistakes.
Yeah.
And we are going to create intermittent lessons. Mm-hmm. We're not going to run through every one every week. We're going to do them every once in a while to be a surprise. And the first lesson is one that you all fall victim to.
Dun, 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 drum roll, please.
Knowing everything.
Ooh.
Salespeople already know everything. Problem is, they don't do it.
Mm.
There's a big difference between knowing and doing. Actually, they think they know everything. Unless you're from New York City, in which case you actually do know everything. So anything I tell you today, if you're from New York, is just a review.
Why do you think it is that some salespeople think that they know everything? And maybe we can define this a little more, because I'm sure we have some diehards listening right now who are like, no, I'm not like arrogant. I don't think I know everything. But like, do you think that like in their minds, they don't think they know everything, but they're acting like they think they know everything?
When a customer gives you a pushback,
mm-hmm,
or your boss gives you a challenge and you answer with the same three words.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you say yeah, 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 what it means is, yeah, I already know that. I know everything. What you have to ask yourself is, how good am I at that? Am I doing that at a level of 10? So, for example, and I've used this many times, you know you need a great voicemail.
I know that.
Yours sucks.
Mine does not.
No, mine doesn't either. But the bottom line is, most people's voicemail sucks.
Yeah, they do.
Thanks for calling. Your call's real important. It's not that important. Answer the fucking phone if it was that important. And the guy's a jerk. You look at the guy and go, this guy's a jerk. I'll just put him into voicemail. Why don't you just say that in your voicemail? Hey, you're probably a jerk. I put you through the voicemail. I didn't want to take your call. Be remarkable on your voicemail. So I'm just challenging you. You know you need a great voicemail, but you don't do it. The difference between knowing and doing. And you can't be cocky. You can't be arrogant. You have to show some humility. And if you show a little bit of humility and write down something that someone says or ask yourself how good you are at that, that's going to put you in your place to continue to be a learner.
What are some of the other examples around, you think, like things people, salespeople say they already know?
Well, the customer has an objection or the customer has a question and you interrupt the customer to answer it.
Ooh, that's not good.
Or you have a sales objection that you think you get all the time, like your price is too high, and you immediately become defeated because, oh, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. The guy's not really interested. No, your price is too high is a buying signal. And if you don't recognize that it's a buying signal, you're a fucking idiot.
I think that sometimes salespeople come off as cocky or arrogant
right.
because they're acting as if they do already know that.
Well, there has to be an ounce of humility. Mm-hmm. Not a ton, just a couple ounces. And you have to be humble enough to ask a question to clarify rather than state what you already know. That's part of the remedy of this. You're preventing sales if you're arrogant.
Oh, yeah.
You can be self-confident. You just can't be cocky. And I've defined it later on, like 20 years later, I redefined it as being assertive, not aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressive salespeople tell. Assertive salespeople ask. Aggressive salespeople go for the sale. Assertive salespeople go for the customer. And that means you have to be engaging. You have to look for the opportunity to create relationship, not just sale. And that's what I'm saying about knowing everything.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you have to really ask yourself, diehard, what kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person who acts like you think you know everything? Or are you the kind of person that wants to hear what the customer has to say, wants to listen, to learn more? Are you the kind of person that seeks professional development and seeks education? And then really try to figure out, like, you may think you're not the type of person who acts like they know everything, but take a look at and really examine all of your actions, because those will show you what your thoughts are.
Yeah. If you're a sales professional and you try to act professionally, you're dead wrong. I don't want to do business with a professional. I want to do business with someone that's friendly. And so I'm going to challenge you that if you think, oh yeah, I'm a total professional and I'm going to tell this customer everything I know, they don't care what you know. They don't care about you. They don't care if you drop dead right in the middle of your conversation. What they want is information that will help them. And in order to do that, you have to create a conversation, not show a bunch of slides.
So I learned that early on in selling because I was very professional in the workplace because mm-hmm. I was in my 20s and I was young and I looked young. I still look sort of young.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that people would think I didn't know anything because I was so young. Like, oh, what does she know? She's 20-something, you know?
Yeah.
And I was pretty cognizant of that, actually. And so I would act very professional in the workplace. I wouldn't go out when everyone was going to the happy hours. I didn't want to be around like people drinking
yeah,
and getting
yeah.
sloppy and silly. And then I would go to our customers and I would try to act professional. But they were school administrators and they were used to like dealing with kids and people all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just super friendly and down to earth and just wanted to like have conversations. And so that's where I learned, like, if I'm stiff and professional and just trying to get to the point and be businesslike and show a presentation, like, that's not going to work. These people want to be my friends. Like, they want to get to know me and they want me
right.
to get to know them.
They want to know you as a human being, not as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to, I have a ton of statements about it. Make a sale, earn a commission, make a friend, earn a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
All things being equal, people want to do business with their friends. All things being not quite so equal, people still want to do business with their friends. And the challenge for any salesperson is be friendly.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with a friendly person, period. And I want to do business with someone that I can call on the phone after a football game and talk about the game. But you can't do that as a professional because it wouldn't be professional.
Well, you can't call me and talk to
no,
me
I
about
understand
the game.
That,
you tried this
I'm just
morning.
Talking about where. At what point, it could be a dog, it could be
I get
a trip
it.
To
I'm
Hawaii.
I'm just kidding. I was talking about how you tried this morning very hard to talk to me about the game.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do you say? You said something about the end zone. Is that
yeah.
what it's called? I go, oh, is that the thing that looks like this? I held up my hands.
Okay, so you have an opportunity, diehards, to put yourself in a winning position by being a little more humble, being a little more friendly, and being a little more inquisitive. If you have those three things as your fundamental, as your foundational elements of getting to know somebody, you're going to actually build a relationship.
So I want to add an element to this.
Sure.
In terms of being like personable and letting people get to know you and you get to know them, now with social media, like, it's scary how well people can get to know you.
Oh, yeah.
And And I see two types of businesses out there. One type where they're posting like all stuff about their business, their products, their services, their new release, their, you know, their sale that's going on, this and that. And then I see other businesses that add a face and add a human element to it. Like, you know, we had Tyler J. McCall on here a while ago talking about Instagram.
Love him.
And I love him too. He's awesome. You guys will link to that episode in the show notes.
Yeah.
And you should definitely search for it because it was a great episode. But, you know, he talked a little bit about Instagram story strategy, and I follow him on Instagram. And, you know, like sometimes he'll talk about his membership and sometimes he'll talk about some of his products. But 90% of the time he's talking about, look, I just moved into a new office and here's what it looks like. And I just got a Tesla and I'm driving it and it's my first time supercharging it. How do I do this? And like he's literally just showing you his life. And
his humanity.
Yes. And because you see him as a normal human being, you're like, oh, like he's not even going on there and talking about Instagram strategies on a daily basis. He's not even going on there and educating on a daily basis. And I think that's the way that this world is turning, is before people even want to hear your education, before they even want to hear what you know or your advice or anything like that online, they first want to like you. And so you can show up on Instagram stories and you can show up on Facebook and give all the education you want. But if people don't know who you are and feel your humanity and really create that connection, that deep connection with you, they're never going to get it.
I totally agree. I would tell you that Tyler is not your everyday guy, because you don't, he's not an everyday guy driving a Tesla. Normal people haven't picked up on a Tesla yet. They're still driving a stupid ass car and putting gas in it. So Tyler is.
I'm not your everyday gal.
Abnormal.
What?
Uber normal and vulnerable. That's what I would refer to Tyler as. He's not a normal guy. He's above normal, way above normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to show his vulnerability
and
his humanity, and he does a damn good job of it.
And then I think about like all the Instagram accounts that I follow more deeply, and some of them do give some education sometimes, but for the most part, they're showing me their life. And it's like you're living it with them. And that's what your customers on a certain level, like don't get too personal too fast, but like they want to see that you're human and they want to relate to you and they want to hear your stories.
So I have three A's that I want to challenge you with if you're looking to become more personable.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you have to have is the right attitude. You have to display yourself in a positive way so that other people might feel, woo, potentially good person.
Woo, did you say woo?
Yeah, then you have to be available.
Ah, yes.
And then you have to be approachable. So if you have a great attitude and you're available and you're approachable, you're going to get followers.
Yeah, I like that.
And I think that if you look at Tyler, he's all three of those.
Yeah, and on Wednesday of this week, we have Celine DaCosta coming up, and she's going to teach you how to unlock your story that's within you. And I've been using her story making magic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you want to call it, formula. She's been coaching me privately. And I'll tell you this, like through the stories that I've been telling on Instagram where people get to know me better, I have had so much more engagement than when I just post some sort of education or tip or something like that. So I think the beginning of this was salespeople make the mistakes of knowing everything.
Knowing everything, right. Yeah. So show your vulnerability.
Just be
and
human.
Show your humanity.
Yeah.
Your human side, and you're fine. Everyone screws up. I mean, everyone.
Well.
I don't.
But I was going to say,
no, everyone screws up. And when you do, and then you admit that you do, you have a shot at creating attraction.
I admitted that I screwed something up recently on Sell or Die. I forgot what it was. And I got so many messages like, Jen, it's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself a little grace. It's okay. We've all been there. And I'm like, but I hate messing up.
Yeah. But listen, if you look online and you look at your own connections, the connections that you do not know but that you follow, you will find that they appear to be normal human beings, number one. They appear to talk in the vernacular, not in the slide deck. They appear to have good attitudes. They appear to be available and they appear to be approachable.
I like it. The AAA formula.
So you as diehards need to make certain that you're the example of this. And the best way to do that is record yourself every once in a while and listen. I think you should record yourself once a week in a sales scenario. Just hit the record button on your phone and then listen to it and see how you sound. See if you would buy you. And especially record yourself when you're giving a presentation to see how you come across. Are you friendly or are you professional? And I often say, you know, if you want professional, go to a doctor's office. They're real professional there. You go to a doctor's office and the first thing you do is
Sign in.
If you don't sign in, you could wait in that damn place for a week. Who's that guy? Well, I don't know. He didn't sign in. They're not going to ask you to sign in. You have to know how to do it on your own. That's number one. Number two, then you sit there next to some snot-nosed kid, and he's coughing and wheezing, and you're sitting there for 45 minutes waiting for some doctor who is professional. And a nurse comes out and mispronounces your name in front of everybody. Then you go into some little room and you take off your clothes and you put on a robe. And then the doctor comes in probably 20 minutes later and probes you.
Oh, gosh.
And that's why I don't like the word probing in sales.
Hold on.
Then you go out and you pay the $30 copay and you get your prescription or whatever it is. And then you go. No one says thank you. No one says goodbye. There's no follow-up whatsoever unless it's a big hospital trying to find out if you're, quote, satisfied with your visit bullshit. And you go home. That's professional. I don't want professional. I want friendly. And when I go to a doctor's office and there's a sign-in sheet, I say, I can't really type anything. Could you do it for me, please? And you'd be amazed. And they're like, well,
they feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not signing in. You want me to hear? I'm here. You sign in. You sign my damn self in yourself.
Well,
not doing it.
On that note, it's time for us to go.
Oh, we have to go? We have to go upstairs and sign in.
Yeah. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I am Jen Gluckow's husband.
He is.
But I'm my own man. I swear to God,
I make all the
decisions.
You are.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm wanting to be certain that today when you go out into the street, that you talk to people with a great attitude, become approachable, be available, and win a customer.
Even if your ass falls off. Bye.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.